Politically, yesterday, during leaders' questions, the government came under pressure for its housing policy and failures on housing. And that was to do with, I suppose, the lack of delivery of particularly affordable houses and affordable housing options for young people in this country. And lots of things have been announced. The Taoiseach, during his response to Mary Lou MacDonald yesterday of Sinn Féin, who posed the questions to him and criticised the government for their lack of ability to turn this around, said that in about 5 to 6 weeks they'll have the new housing plan for the country unveiled. They've also made changes in the budget, he said. They've changed things with regards to apartment, reducing VAT, investing huge amounts of money to try and turn it around. But speaking of schemes, one of the schemes that was designed to deliver new houses for first-time buyers in this county and all counties in Ireland was the First Home Scheme. How this works is you can buy a house, but you can get help in buying a house. The government, in partnership with participating lenders, provides a shared equity scheme to help bridge the gap between a young person's deposit, first-time buyer's deposit, mortgage, and a cost of a new home. They can take up to 30%. You can pay it back. You can buy back the equity in your house in one lump sum, or you can pay it over time. How you pay it is completely up to you. And what it was designed to do is try and deliver more affordable homes for first-time buyers. Well, the situation in Kerry is that it's not working. Just five people have drawn down funding from the First Home Scheme in this county since it began. It's a fund to help people bridge that gap, as I said. It was launched in 2022, and we're 3 years on, and just five people have drawn it down. With that in mind, the CEO of First Home Scheme, Michael Broderick, came to Kerry yesterday to meet with construction industry representatives and other stakeholders to find out what's going on. I spoke to him after that meeting and first of all asked him what he had learned.
Yeah, I suppose it was a very worthwhile trip, and I met some of the bigger players in the construction side, and I also met some estate agents and just spoke to them in general, I suppose, about the market. Because from my perspective, you know, the more I can learn about that and the more we're aware of what's going on in each local market, then the better we understand it and the better we can kind of accommodate it. And look, from our perspective, the number of homes that we're funding in Kerry at the moment is extremely low, and we want to change that. We have a very good scheme there to assist first-time buyers and to help them with bridge the gap between their mortgage deposit and the price of the new home. But I suppose there's a few things that need to be in place for that to work. And first and foremost, there needs to be a supply of new homes. And I suppose that's what I was talking to the construction sector about. And then from our perspective, we need to make sure that our price ceilings, we have a concept called price ceilings, we need to make sure that they are at the appropriate level. So I think it's a combination of both. It's a combination of supply of new homes for first-time buyers, and then it's also making sure that we are in a position to be able to assist those first-time buyers bridge any gap they have between the price of the home and what their funding stack is. Because, look, we all know that, you know, with inflation over the last particularly 2 years, the price of new homes has increased quite considerably. So there is definitely a challenge there. I suppose from a builder's perspective in terms of viability, because they have challenges as well trying to make them
They're
viable.
They're not going to build it if they won't make a profit from it.
Well, that's it. And I mean, oftentimes you hear, you know, people talk about profit as if it's a bad word. And I don't think anybody has any problem with a builder making a fair profit. And that's the key bit, that it's fair for everyone. Because they are a business, they have to survive, they have the people to pay, so on and so forth. But then equally, you know, we don't want a situation either where super profits are being made, and I'm not for a second suggesting that's the case. I don't believe it is. But then from a customer or consumer point of view, you know, they have to be affordable as well. And that's where there is always a challenge, you know, where people being able to afford homes. And that's where I suppose the First Home Scheme comes in for first-time buyers, where it can help them bridge that gap that they may have between the price of the home and the mortgage and the deposits that they may have. I mean, the other key point as well is they can also use the Help to Buy scheme in combination or conjunction with the First Home Scheme. So between the two of them, you know, if a house is costing €400,000, it's possible that, you know, somebody can get close on 100k between the First Home Scheme and the Help to Buy scheme. But we are currently reviewing the price ceilings at the moment. The price ceiling for Kerry, we have set at 375. And, you know, I'm aware now, following today's visit, I suppose, and it has been very enlightening in that regard, that, you know, there are very few first-time buyer properties available within that limit. So look, that's something we need to take a look at. I haven't, you know, I can't categorically say that we will definitely raise the prices, because it's not my decision ultimately, but certainly I will be making a strong case for it when I get back, in the context of increasing.
Because as it stands now, Michael, five homes under the scheme drawn down, five applications drawn down. It's a shockingly low number. The scheme isn't working in Kerry effectively, whatever the reasons, and there are a multitude of reasons for it, but it's just not working as is for Kerry.
Yeah. I mean, look, absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to argue that point with you for a second. You know, a county like Kerry, there should be far, far more than five homes drawn down. And I think it's two issues. I think one, supply, but I think also the price ceiling. And that's something, look, that's within our power, and we will certainly go and have a look at that now, because we want the scheme to work. I mean, you know, my attitude, there's no point having a scheme if people can't avail of it or use it, you know, because it is a really good scheme and it's working really well in other local authority areas. But look, it takes a while to get the prices right. I suppose up to last year, you know, there was very few new homes being delivered in Kerry. So it was very difficult to actually establish a benchmark ceiling, if you understand what I'm saying, because there was very few homes being sold or in the market. Now I think we have a much better understanding of it, and hopefully we will be able to resolve that in the very near future. Yeah. And certainly I would hope that if I'm talking to you in 12 months from now, that it'll be a very different picture.
Yeah, if I could just take one example which might paint a picture of what is happening and some of the things that are contributing to things in Kerry. The town of Kenmare, we've covered this in the programme recently, €40 million has been invested in water treatment plant, a wastewater treatment plant. The wastewater treatment plant in particular was preventing any new expansion or development of any major private housing scheme in the last 20 years, since the financial crash, effectively, in the last house was built. So there's a problem now, unfortunately, with a lack of supply of fresh water to the town, which is inhibiting the planning applications that have gone in for up to 160 houses in the town. So as that an example, if there was any young couples who don't qualify for social housing in Kenmare, and there are, looking for houses, they can't even apply for your scheme because there's no house being built. That's just an example. Now, that's an infrastructure problem which exists in other areas of Kerry and in Ireland, but that's one of the contributing factors to the fact that so few houses are being built. But that, as an example, nobody in Kenmare, even if they wanted to, could effectively apply for your scheme because no new houses are being built.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, you often hear people talking about, you know, delivery of homes as if it's a very simple switch that can be switched on, and, you know, houses are being delivered in the morning. Look, as you alluded to there, the delivery of homes is an extremely complex process, and there's an awful lot of moving parts in it. And it takes all of those parts to be aligned, everything from planning to utilities to builders wishing to develop, and then ultimately customers and buyers. So, look, you're right. I mean, there are lots of problems around the country, and some areas it's utilities, other areas it's planning, other areas it's affordability, viability. So it's a very, very complex process, and it's a very complex thing delivering new homes. That is no help, I fully appreciate, to the people you're talking about there.
Yeah.
But look, from our perspective, and what I can control or have some control over is the first home scheme, and we you know, undertake to review those ceilings now and try and make them appropriate for the market in Kerry. And as I say, hopefully 12 months from now, it'll be...
Do you believe that argument will be listened to in terms of the price inflation that we've seen, the cost of building homes, the cost of the finished homes, that will be met by the amount that you'll be able to offer first-time buyers when houses become available?
Yeah, no, I'm certainly optimistic that it will, because, look, unfortunately, Kerry is not alone in terms of being impacted by house price inflation. You know, as I'm sure you're very aware, it's a national thing. So house prices have been going up, you know, exponentially right across the country over the last 18 months in particular, where house price inflation... Thankfully, that does seem to have levelled out a bit now, and... You know, there's still house price inflation there, but certainly not at the rate that it was. So that's a relief, I think, to everybody, to be fair, and most of all consumers who are our customers who are trying to purchase homes. So, look, I am hopeful and optimistic that, you know, the next 12 months we'll see a change in terms of, one, delivery, and two, certainly use of our scheme in Kerry.
Yeah, no, there is a conflicting story on that today, Michael. Building activity is down for a fifth month in a row, that the survey by AIB has shown. Purchasing managers in the construction sector indicated there were falls across housing, commercial and civil engineering. That fall, that slowdown and downturn had continued pace in September. Now, despite that, some of the larger companies are still feeling that there will be an increase in activity levels over the coming 12 months. You'll be hoping that there would be, that there'll be a pickup in the next 12 months in terms of activity and building. Because without those houses, then you're kind of not moving fast enough to offer first-time buyers that opportunity.
No, you're absolutely right, and I heard that report. I heard the report on that this morning on my way down to Kerry. And look, you did mention as well that a lot of it, or some of that, related to industrial and commercial and whatever else. So, I don't think anybody anywhere in Ireland would be of the view that there's enough housing there already. So there is demand there. You know, I accept it's a challenge for the industry to develop, to deliver it. With the challenges around affordability, but I think everyone is aware that there's ample demand, and so hopefully some of the schemes that have been maybe held up until now for varying reasons, be that utilities or planning or whatever else, will come online. And certainly, I know lots of efforts are being made right across the board in all sectors to try and get some momentum in the housing sector. And, you know, that's part of our remit as well in the First Home Scheme, to encourage the development and delivery of new homes. And that's exactly why, you know, we undertake to meet with the sector, meet with agents, meet with all of the key players in it, to fully understand what the issues are, and then try and remediate them. Because it's only by all of the various parties working together, I think, that we can actually find a resolution to this.
Yeah. Michael, finally, any idea when a decision might be made on if the cap will be raised or not from 375 for applicants in Kerry?
Yeah, so our ceilings are reviewed twice annually. It's a standard review. It happens every year. And the results of that review are announced the first week of January and the first week of July. So the first week of January, hopefully, we'll be issuing the outcome of the present review, which is currently ongoing.
Okay. All right, Michael, thanks very much for taking time to talk to me this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
That's Michael Bodrick, CEO of the First Home Scheme, talking about, you know, maybe increasing that cap to €400,000. Would it make a difference for you? Have you even assessed the scheme or tried to apply for the scheme? I think it's like 13 applications for it overall, only 5 successful drawdowns since it came in 2022. And it is, the issue is, I suppose, that not enough is being built and not enough options are there for people even to consider saying, I want to buy a first-time home, a new home, and I want to try and get a shared equity scheme so I can afford to get it. They're not even being built in this county is the problem. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us. Is this something, this is the single biggest issue the government really need to turn around, and the next 18 months will tell a lot when it comes to that, as to whether they will turn it around in the lifetime of this government. Interesting story also on Radio Kerry News this morning. You would have heard that Kerry added the fewest but sold the most social housing units in the entire country last year. The County Council increased its housing stock by just 0.73%, its social housing stock, relative to its opening stock, adding just 33 homes. Kerry County Council also sold 43 social homes last year, the most of any local authority in the country. And that figure was included in the overall National Oversight and Audit Commission's Local Authority Performance Indicator report published yesterday. It's the 11th annual report assessing local authority performances against key indicators. And that tells you what's happening on the other side of it. Not enough homes is the bottom line.